Stop 7. Curator Janice Lee introduces An Algorithmic Gaze 2 by Cecilia Wagner-Falkenstrom and the Artificial Mind Studio.
Hello, Janice Lee, the curator of the exhibition here. The animation you're about to watch is called An Algorithmic Gaze 2 by artist Cecilia Wagner-Falkenstrom and developed by the interactive art studio Artificial Mind. The tactile line leads you to seating where you can watch an AI-generated animation projected onto a fabric screen about the size of a doorway mounted on a low plinth. The screen hangs directly in front of the sofa about a meter away. The seat is 2 meters wide and has a single warm peach-colored cushion. The back is formed by a low metal rail that curves to form armrests at either end. On the screen in front of you is a hyperreal depiction of a naked human figure, neither male nor female, but sometimes one and sometimes both. As part of their journey, the slender figure broadens and their features come to resemble human forms from different ethnic backgrounds. The skin color shifting in tone as female once again presents as male, then female, and everything in between. Hair seems to sprout and recede like waves on a beach. At points, the figure recalls individuals with physical disabilities. This animation has been created using artificial intelligence, an algorithm trained on datasets of human models over the course of 10 months. As the artist puts it, AI doesn't have the worldview and constructs we do. We are responsible for the biases it produces. The images it has learned from were ethically sourced, chosen by the artist and her team with the intention of being more representative of the myriad of bodies across the globe. Nonetheless, by the very fact that humans are involved in collecting and selecting this data, there will still be inherent limitations. There is an invitation here to be mindful of the data and information we feed into the machine. Like a morphing painting, the figure develops multiple limbs, legs becoming arms as it squats and presses its spine upwards to make a bridge. Shifting between form, gender, age, and race, the figure may come to standing, arms behind its back, becoming male again as it turns to face us. Briefly, limbs dematerialize, and the figure, female again, lies on a mattress which carries her around. It is an illusion to imagine that the human body can be fixed. We are not only born with different shapes and sizes. In our lifetime, our bodies experience changes from the natural process of aging, as well as unexpected accidents, illnesses, and other body-altering events. As we watch this work, we're invited to question our assumptions. What physicality is typically fixed one way or the other? Why do we seek to categorize the bodies around us? Why do we ascribe beauty to some forms and physiques over others? This constantly moving figure spans the spectrum, only briefly resting at familiar points before shifting again.
End of stop 7. The next track is stop 8. Writer Emma Dabbery on the Hairstyle series by photographer J.D. Okai-Ojekere. Just follow the tactile floor line to the next grey square.